Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. In Lansing, a proposal moving through the Michigan House would expand parental access to their children's medical records by removing some existing confidentiality protections for minors who receive certain types of medical care without parental involvement. House Bill 5974, introduced by State Representative Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township, is under review by the House Health Policy Committee. The measure would require healthcare providers to make a minor's medical records available to parents or legal guardians, except where federal law prohibits disclosure. In Michigan, state law places strict limits on what minors can do without a parent's approval, including getting a tattoo, purchasing tobacco products, signing legal contracts such as mortgages, or casting a ballot. Current Michigan law allows minors in specific situations to consent to services such as treatment for sexually transmitted infections, some pregnancy-related care, substance abuse treatment, limited outpatient mental health counseling for teens 14 and older, and certain federally funded family planning services. In those cases, the minor may control who can access the related medical records. Supporters of the legislation say parents should have full access to medical information involving children for whom they are legally responsible. Opponents argue that preserving confidentiality in limited circumstances encourages vulnerable teenagers to seek necessary medical care without fear of disclosure. The bill remains in committee as lawmakers continue to debate the balance between parental authority and minors' medical privacy rights. And the Michigan Department of Transportation, or MDOT, announced there will be lane closures while routine inspections are done on bridges in Saginaw, Aranac, Tuscola, St. Clair, and Sanilac counties. Traffic will be controlled with lane closures on all structures. Flagging operations will also be in place on M13, M24, and M19. On June 22nd, there will be lane closures to inspect bridges on M13 East Road over the Cass River in Saginaw County and US 23 Center Street over the Rifle River in Aranac County. There will be a lane closure on M24 in Ellington Street, Mertz Road, over the Cass River in Tuscola County on June 23rd. There will be a lane closure on eastbound and westbound I-94 over the Pine River in Clare County on June 24th. And there will be lane closures on M-46 or Gratiot Road over the Tittabawassee Rivers in Saginaw County on June 25th. And on June 26th, there will be lane closures on M-19 Ubley Road over the middle branch of the Cass River in Sanilac County. Because the work is weather dependent, the inspection schedule is subject to change as needed. And the Arbella Township Board of Trustees approved an election issue. The Board of Supervisors for Arbella Tuscola Township and Millington Township each approved the agreement regarding elections in 2026 and in 2027 election years. The agreement covers early voting for a regular election as well as 3 days of early voting for special elections. The agreement had already been approved by the other participating clerks, but Arbella's board had to officially accept the agreement, which was done at the last township meeting. Under Michigan's new election law, residents can start casting their ballots before the general election for candidates and ballot issues several days before the November election. Because of the extended voting, most counties have established one voting location for several municipalities. When we return from this Ashley sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Big selection, big savings, 10 big days under the big top. The Ashley Tent Sale is back and exclusive to Ashley and Bad Axe. June 12th through June 21st, shop incredible deals throughout the store, in the tent, and on the sidewalk. Twin mattresses starting from $129, queens starting from $269, chest of drawers starting from $199. And the savings don't stop there. We have oops buys, canceled orders, special buys, discounted items, one-of-a-kind pieces, and more. This tent sale is exclusive to Ashley and Bad Axe and your limited time chance to get the hottest styles at the best prices. Plus, you can make it more affordable than ever with available 1-year and 5-year no-interest financing. Just ask us how. Make sure to follow Ashley and Bad Axe for daily tent sale deals too, because inventory changes as we sell it. June 12th through June 21st, 10 big days for you to save. Exclusively at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, New York primary election sees surge of progressive defiance. The political landscape in New York is experiencing a major tremor yesterday morning following a dramatic showing by progressive outsiders in the state's primary elections. Highlighting the night was a historic surge in support for Democratic Socialist candidates who successfully challenged established moderate party incumbents in several key urban districts. Political analysts say the results demonstrate a deepening ideological divide within the state's Democratic base, driven largely by voter frustration over housing costs, economic inequality, and foreign policy platforms. The high-visibility victories are forcing mainstream party leaders to drastically rethink their messaging ahead of the general midterms. Winning candidates have vowed to reject corporate campaign contributions and push for aggressive rent control and environmental mandates. Establishment strategists, however, warn that leaning too far to the left could alienate modern swing voters in suburban districts where control of legislature will be ultimately decided. When we come back from this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
Hey, Frank, do you know what this week is?
Is it something sweet?
Well, yes, Frank. It's Michigan's Sugar Festival in Sebring. There are garage sales, a golf tournament, grand parade, kids' games, midway carnival rides, music, food, entertainment, and fireworks. And did you know our own Bayport State Bank is a sponsor of the Michigan Sugar Festival in Sebring and is the official sponsor of the Sugar Slicer Golf Outing?
So the whole family's going?
Yes, it will be fun for the whole family. I can't wait to go.
And the possums too?
Oh, Frank, no. Leave those possums at home.
Bayport State Bank, with 4 offices to serve you in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, Taiwan fires U.S. rocket systems directly toward Taiwan's Strait in defiant drill. Tensions in the Indo-Pacific have surged into dangerous new heights as Taiwan's military, for the first time in history, fired U.S.-supplied high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS, H-I-M-A-R-S, off its western coast. The high-profile live-fire exercises were conducted directly facing the sensitive Taiwan Strait, explicitly simulating a response to a full-scale amphibious invasion by the Chinese military. Ground troops coordinated the precision rocket strikes alongside advanced drone detection networks to demonstrate their ability to obliterate enemy landing craft miles before they reached the shore. The defiant display drew an immediate furious response from Beijing, which condemned the drills as a dangerous provocation that violates international sovereignty or agreements. The Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs accused the United States of actively fueling a regional arms race and pushing Taiwan toward a catastrophic conflict. Despite the threats, Taipei's defense ministry declared the exercises an unqualified success, asserting that Taiwan will continue to enhance its asymmetric defense capabilities to deter external aggression. When we come back from this Mackenzie Jeweler sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
At Mackenzie Jewelers, we believe every story is one of a kind, just like the person you're sharing it with. That's why we don't just offer rings. We can create that one-of-a-kind, custom, handcrafted jewelry that's as special as your relationship. Whether it's an engagement ring, a necklace, or a bracelet, we work closely with you to design that unique piece that truly reflects your love. Imagine the joy of wearing a piece of jewelry that's been thoughtfully designed just for you, capturing the moments that matter the most. And if you have an old design that needs a refresh, we can bring it back to life, turning outdated pieces into timeless treasures. For over 40 years, Mackenzie Jewelers has been part of life's most precious milestones. When you choose Mackenzie Jewelers, you're not just choosing a jeweler, you're choosing a partner who understands the significance of every detail.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebewing.